A cancer diagnosis has a way of cutting through life's noise. In 2007, facing mortality, David Kelly found himself wrestling with a question that had nothing to do with treatment plans or survival rates. What was I put on earth to do? His answer, helping people rediscover their natural creativity, sounds almost too simple. Yet this insight, born from existential crisis, challenges one of our culture's most damaging myths, that creativity belongs only to artists, designers, and other creative types. The truth? Creativity isn't a rare gift. It's a birthright we've been talked out of claiming. Remember elementary school? You painted, built things, invented games from cardboard boxes. Then someone, a teacher, a parent, society, convinced you that creativity was for other people. This myth doesn't just limit personal expression, it prevents breakthrough solutions to real problems. Creative confidence means believing you can create change in the world around you. It's not about becoming an artist, it's about trusting your capacity to identify new possibilities and having the courage to act on them. An Olympic athlete redesigns airline crisis protocols. An army captain transforms a street into a pedestrian mall. A teacher restructures her curriculum around design challenges. None switched careers. They simply applied creative thinking to their existing roles. Psychologist Carol Dweck calls this a growth mindset, the belief that capabilities expand through effort rather than remaining fixed. The transformation happens when you shift from "I'm not creative" to "I can create change." Fear of looking foolish kills more ideas than actual failure ever could. We worry about embarrassment, rejection, sounding stupid, concerns that paralyze creative impulses before they see daylight. Yet psychologist Albert Bandura's work with snake phobics offers a surprising remedy. His guided mastery approach breaks impossible challenges into tiny steps. Patients progress from watching others handle snakes to holding one themselves, often in a single session. The remarkable part? Conquering their deepest fear transformed unrelated areas of their lives. Having proven they could change what seemed unchangeable, they developed broader self-efficacy, belief in their ability to accomplish goals. Creative confidence works the same way. Small successes build courage for bigger challenges. Edison's light bulb came after 1,000 unsuccessful attempts. Innovators simply conduct more experiments, understanding that early failure fuels innovation. The key is creating psychological safety. Labeling ideas as experiments protects careers while enabling learning. Bessemer Venture Partners displays their anti-portfolio of missed opportunities, including Google, alongside successes. Owning failure through honest analysis enhances reputation while enabling forward movement. Innovation begins with noticing problems worth solving. Psychologist Robert Sternberg found that creative people consciously choose to approach problems creatively, redefining challenges and tolerating ambiguity. Jill Levinson spent 6 years in advertising believing creatives were a separate group. At Pinterest, she curated content that attracted over 1 million followers, awakening her creative confidence. Creativity isn't about being the sole originator, it's about making meaningful contributions. Adopting a traveler's mindset, seeing familiar environments with fresh eyes sparks unexpected insights. At Stanford's D School, executives visit airports or gas stations to rediscover everyday spaces, often leaving surprised by what they notice. Cross-pollination fuels innovation. London's Great Ormond Street Hospital had Ferrari's Formula One pit crew coach their staff on patient handoffs, reducing technical errors by 42%. Daydreaming enhances creativity. Our brains make unlikely connections when unfocused, explaining why good ideas emerge during showers or walks. Empathy drives meaningful innovation. When IDEO observed people using ice cream scoops, they noticed users often licked the scoop after serving, revealing the need for a design without sharp edges. Field observation reveals behaviors people themselves may not recognize. People with creative confidence write their own life scripts rather than passively observing. When John Keefe of WNYC Radio heard about bus riders waiting without arrival information, he created a working prototype service within 24 hours. The first step toward creativity is translating thoughts into deeds. Yet many get stuck between wanting and acting. Kodak exemplifies this knowing-doing gap. Despite inventing the digital camera in 1975, they clung to their chemistry business because tradition and fear prevented decisive action. Five catalysts overcome inaction: recruit a colleague for help, create peer pressure through accountability, gather an audience to talk through ideas, suspend judgment to do a bad job, and lower the stakes to reduce decision paralysis. Constraints spark innovation. Francis Ford Coppola explained how lower budgets allow more creative risks. When filming in Romania required a right-hand drive taxi, he simply reversed the image rather than flying in an expensive prop. Prototyping forces concrete choices and creates discussion points. When Adam Skates and Coletta Stafford faced skepticism about their dance feature 1 hour before a conference call, they mounted a printed iPhone image on foam core and created a quick video that won over the team. Rather than perfecting products behind closed doors, innovative companies launch to learn, testing ideas early to gain insights for iteration. Kickstarter exemplifies this model, helping entrepreneurs test marketability before full commitment. The choice isn't creativity or financial stability, it's finding where they intersect. Research shows money beyond a certain threshold doesn't strongly correlate with happiness. Yet many choose prestigious careers that impress others but cause misery, the looks good, feels bad trap. Yale professor Amy Riznevsky identifies three work attitudes: a job, paying bills; a career, advancement focused; or a calling, intrinsically rewarding. Perception matters more than profession. Jim Collins' framework identifies your sweet spot, the intersection of what you're good at, what people will pay for, and what you were born to do. He kept a bug called Jim notebook for over a year, recording what made him feel best daily. This revealed his happiness came from working on complex systems and teaching, leading him from HP to academia. After recovering from cancer, David Kelly scored each day from 1 to 10 based on fun. Analyzing patterns revealed solitary studio hours with music significantly boosted his happiness. Weekend projects can energize your week. Ron Volpe's small collaborative innovation project at Kraft Foods grew into his role as vice president for supply chain innovation, proving you can transform your career without leaving your company. Creativity comes through action, not reading. Doug Deitz at GE Healthcare discovered this when he learned children feared his MRI machines. 80% required sedation. He redesigned them as pirate ships and space adventures, dropping sedation rates below 10%. Everyone possesses more creativity than they realize, but societal pressures suppress this natural capacity. The transformation to creative confidence resembles a child's first slide, initial terror followed by exhilaration and eager repetition. Creativity doesn't require rare gifts. It depends on what you believe you can do. Set specific creative goals, embrace action over analysis, and work within constraints rather than waiting for perfect conditions. As Hungarian essayist Jorgi Ponrad said, courage is only the accumulation of small steps. The question isn't whether you're creative, it's whether you'll give yourself permission to act on it.